Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Nagaland government has banned unauthorized money collections by non-governmental organizations, associations, unions, or any other private and community organizations. This decision was made against the backdrop of unauthorized taxes, membership fees, subscriptions, contributions, donations, charges, levies, tolls, or any other forms of monetary collection on state and national highways as well as in marketplaces. The state government stated that similar instructions have been issued time to time to prevent and curb such unauthorized financial activities by the unions, NGOs, etc. The government therefore reiterated that any individual or organization found engaging in these illegal activities will face prosecution under Sections 188 and 384 of the Indian Penal Code. In this regard, Home Commissioner Nagaland has instructed the Director General of Police and the Commissioner Nagaland to issue directives to the respective district administrations and police authorities to ensure strict compliance and enforcement of the ban and uphold the law across the state. Voting concluded peacefully for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections yesterday. Over 60% voter turnout was recorded till 11:30 a.m. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories were covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand, along with 1 each in union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. With the conclusion of this phase, polling for general elections is now completed in 25 states and UTs and 428 parliamentary constituencies. Polling is also complete for state legislative assemblies of Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Andhra Pradesh and 63 assembly seats of Odisha State Assembly. Meanwhile, intense campaigning is in full swing for the remaining phases of the election. With just 2 days left for campaigning for the sixth phase, all political parties are trying their best to garner support from voters. A 42-year-old Naga woman was reportedly trampled to death by wild elephants while her husband was seriously injured at Daldodi Forest under Garbianglong district in Assam on Monday around 2:30 p.m. The deceased has been identified as Imsa Benla Lemtor, and her injured husband, Katopa Imsong, is undergoing medical treatment at a private hospital in Dimapur. Confirming the incident, SDPO Bukajan informed that the incident took place when the couple went to the forest, which is located near Sunday Bazaar, to collect firewood. The dead body was retrieved from the forest around 4 p.m. with the assistance from the Assam forest personnel, Assam police and villagers. The body was handed over to family members after completing the necessary formalities. Academy Oscar and Golden Globe award-winning composer Padma Bhushan, Dr. A.R. Rehman, unveiled a first look and teaser of a feature documentary titled Headhunting, the Beat Boxing, at the ongoing 77 Gains Film Festival in France. Rehman unveiled the film along with advisor, the Chief Minister and Chairman Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, IDAN, Abu Mehta, and Chairman of Task Force for Music and Arts, Tejra Mehru. Headhunting, the Beat Boxing, directed by Rohit Gupta and produced by A.R. Rehman, delves into the intriguing journey of rhythm and sound, charting music's growth through generations. Sharing about the feature documentary, Rehman said, Headhunting, the Beat Boxing, is a celebration of the universal rhythm that unites humanity in its diverse expressions. Also speaking at the event, Mehta said, the film is a collaboration of many creative minds, especially the Dafma, and masterfully captured by director Rohit Gupta. 8 coaches from Nagaland completed a World Association of Basketball Coaches Level 1 coaching program held at Dimapur recently. It was organized by FIBA Regional Office Asia in collaboration with the Basketball Federation of India, BFI, and the Nagaland Basketball Association. The initiative is part of the FIBA Regional Office Asia's ongoing efforts to develop mentors and aspiring coaches, which saw enthusiastic participation from Nagaland. The week-long program featured comprehensive classroom sessions coupled with practical on-court training, ensuring participants could effectively apply the concepts they learned. This blend of theoretical and practical instruction is also designed to equip coaches with the necessary skills and knowledge to enhance their coaching efficacy. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.